Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Gino Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Dear God, it seems like lots of uncertainty around us. So many people who need prayers. Today I pray for those whose health is compromised by the coronavirus and other health issues. For those who suffer from the economic impact of the virus in travel, manufacturing, hospitality, energy, or so many other industries. For healthcare workers and first responders and other public servants who put themselves in harm's way for us. For our leaders of the world, our country, states, and cities, as they seek to help manage this challenge. God, it can be overwhelming, but you tell us over and over again not to be afraid. Show me how to trust in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Gino Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
This is not my gospel that builds these walls between us. Drawing borders that separate, raising flags of supremacy, empires of hate in the name of freedom. This is not my gospel that casts the immigrant out, pulling mothers' urgent hands from the cries of their children, expelling souls to isolation because of the color of their skin, their sexuality, the gender, the class, the nation they live in. This is not my gospel that spits on the face of God, lashing his image with words of rejection, warmongering, dominating the weak, diminishing salvation to a conditional thing, while hope lies lost and bleeding, weeping for relief. This is not my gospel that turns communities inwards, planting distrust in their hearts towards the beauty of difference, labeling neighbors as enemies and defining us by division. This is not my gospel with its eyes full of pride, when injustice is clothed in lies, when grace is caged, we face the great divide, humanity displaced from love. My gospel is love, who crossed the chasm between heaven and earth, speaking worth to all in endless benevolence. Love who sat in the dirt with the rejected, erasing their shame with the touch of acceptance, who reached for those society deserted, embracing the leper, the filthy, the hurting. Love who clutched the souls of his rivals in nail-pierced hands, holding them free from hell's vicious venom, declaring them brother, sister, cherished, forgiven. Love who tore the temple veil, divine grasping flesh, flesh clutching divine, crying, "You are mine, precious mankind. Awake from your slumber and open your eyes to love." Who walked through the walls, crossing the divide with burning passion, calling for those who have lost their place, breaking tomb after tomb after tomb to reveal a world of eternal embrace. This is my gospel. This is the cry heard in the night of unrest, clutched close to heartbroken chests, crying, reach for me, reach past the borders, reach to the wounds that have torn us apart, plant seeds of compassion where malice has grown, throw your arms open and welcome the forsaken home, break down the walls that hate has raised, turn your eyes to the face of the shame and realize that it is mine, it is yours, we are one, reborn and remade. Let the stars fall, let mercy cascade, let the heavens pour, I gave you my all. I will give it again and again and again. I throw down my kingship, I throw down my fame, to be with you in the rejection, to hold you in the pain. You will not be outsider, nor a child of shame. Let the depths proclaim to the heights above that you are loved.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email, or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
A blessing for those who wait. For those who wait in despair, in grief, in sorrow, you are comfort. You are strength. For those who wait in the path of storms, in detention camps, in hospice rooms, you are comfort. You are strength. For those who wait in tender hope, in tear-streaked sadness, in fearful anticipation, you are comfort. You are strength. Bless, loving healer, all those who wait. You are comfort. You are strength. Amen.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email, or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Speaking to my
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Morning, church. Wow. Morning has broken in so many different ways. There are faces here. I assume they're smiling right now. And faces out there. I want to just remind those of you who are inside the sanctuary that singing is not allowed because singing is spreads aerosol. But if you could hum, not the most vigorous hum, but a nice soft hum to yourself, that is perfectly acceptable. And I'm sure you don't even need a hymnal for this one, but feel free to pull up 145 in the blue hymnal.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Pray for the singing or humming, pray for the morning, pray for them springing fresh from the world. Where his feet pass.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Jinu Chan. I'm the lead pastor at this wonderful family of faith. Yesterday was my birthday, and throughout the whole week, I've been overwhelmed by the lovely messages and wonderful cards, you know, birthday cards. And I'd like to ask you to tell your neighbors, you know, softly, not loudly, so softly, happy birthday to you. So at your home, you know, if you have someone, you know, tell them happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Say it. I will explain why.
Happy birthday.
God is a God who is able and willing to renew us each and every day. This is the first day of the rest of our life. So it's our birthday. We are born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are the people of hope that God showed us through Jesus Christ's resurrection. So as the new people, as a new person, you child of God, let us worship God with all our hearts and minds and soul. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we prepare ourselves for worship today, please help us to open our eyes, our ears, our mouths, and our hearts. Open our eyes to the beauty around us and to glimpse the truth you share with us. Open our ears to the words that are spoken and the sounds that will fill our souls. Open our mouths that we may sing your praises, proclaim the truth, and speak your words. Open our hearts to show us how to share your love with one another and all creation. Silently now, we wait for you, ready for you to fill us with your truth. Open our eyes, our ears, our mouths, our hearts, to illumine us with your divine spirit. In praise of your holy name and in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus is calling us, come to me. Come to me, all those who are weary. Come to me. All those who are joyful, come to me. Come to me. Let us sing this song together. The title is Come to Me. You can find it in Worship and Song, the Green Book, page 3094. Worship and Song, the Green Book, Come to Me.
I will give
Amen? Amen. Amen.
Amen. Do you know what this is?
A jail.
It's a jail, but what did I make it out of?
Dominoes?
Well, because we're going to talk about something called a chain reaction. Do you know what a chain reaction is?
So if I hit that one, it would go.
Well, let's prove it and let's see what happens if you do this. Hey, it worked. Pretty cool.
Yeah, another J.
So we have another J now, and this time what I'd like you to do is go over there with this yarn ball that Mama's got. What you're going to do is throw the ball into the dominoes and let's see what happens.
It's kind of like bowling, right?
Kind of like bowling, sure. Okay, give it a try. Hey, pretty easy. Good job. So can you imagine if we just kept adding something? Like maybe we added like something to shoot the ball out, right? And we pushed a button to make the ball shoot out and knock over the dominoes?
So while Joe is experimenting with some new chain reactions himself, we were just talking about how if we were to keep adding to our machine and made something shoot the ball out at the dominoes, so you keep adding to the machine over and over again. You know what that's called? It's called a Rube Goldberg machine. Rube Goldberg drew pictures of crazy machines doing simple things because he really loved chain reactions. And if you've ever been to the airport or to the Museum of Science, you've seen one of these machines. There's a big Rube Goldberg machine at the Museum of Science and at the airport.
Did he ever do dominoes?
Oh yes, many times were dominoes used as part of the Rube Goldberg machine. Hey, see, you did it.
Accidentally.
Well, that's the trick about the dominoes, you set them off accidentally. One good example of what a chain reaction is a Rube Goldberg machine. And those are always really fun. What are some other chain reactions that you know about? What about, like, the origins of the universe? The chain reactions of energy that help create everything that we know in the whole universe, right? Or maybe when you're planting a seed in the ground. You might not think of that as a chain reaction, but just the act of planting a seed or doing something loving and putting in the seed and watering it and nurturing it, that has a reaction that not only grows a new tree or a new plant, but it actually, the plant itself will create more seeds, and then those seeds can be planted.
Wow!
Yeah.
So it is a chain reaction.
So some chain reactions get bigger and bigger and bigger as they go. So our verse today talks about how God, we love because God first loved us. It's all about how God loved us first, and we were made in love. How the universe was created in love from the beginning. And so that's like the first chain reaction in this whole wave of love. And you know what? Love can be like a chain reaction. Did you know that? What are some ways that love can be like a chain reaction? Maybe at home you can think of some examples. Yeah, go.
Sometimes if you so love to someone, they show love back.
That's right. A good example of that, JoJo, is when your neighbors showed you kindness, and then you sent them cards back, and then they've been sending you notes back too as well, right? So we're going to set up another small set of dominoes here for a second.
Ooh. And then, hold on.
Now what do you think is going to happen?
Hey.
Come over here and try it. Ah, see, I protected my dominoes. It didn't knock over the dominoes. So, sometimes things can stop a chain reaction, like a lid. What kind of things stop the chain reaction of love?
Nothing.
Nothing? What things can kind of make it halt for a little bit?
You can get angry at someone.
You can get angry at someone?
And they run away, so you take it out on the first you. Yeah. You were loving me.
That's right. You can get angry at times, and then that can make us forget that we are made in love and we're made to love. And sometimes fear can get in the way of love.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes prejudice. So when we show God's love to each other, we're listening to the Spirit. And we're participating in what God is doing in the world. And it's like God's Spirit is working through us to keep sharing that love again and again and again and again. So my question for us is, how can we start more chain reactions of love? And
start more chain reactions of hate.
Well, that's true.
But we try to build up chain reactions of love, but we try to build down chain reactions of hate.
So let's pray together for help with this. JoJo, can we pray for a minute?
Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us first.
Thank you for loving us first and living your love.
We can set off chain reactions of love everywhere we go.
We can set off chain reactions of love wherever we go.
Show us ways to keep your love going in the world.
Show us ways to keep your love going in the world.
Because we know your Spirit is making all things new. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
It's the dominoes.
Dominoes.
Hey, look, it's the dominoes.
Thank you, Josh, for that message. And speaking of chain reactions, I've always felt deeply that worship is a chain reaction, too. And it should never be a concert. And as much as I'm the only one at the moment allowed to sing, it's hard for it not to feel like that. And so I want to invite you to participate in any way that you can. If you are able to stand comfortably, please stand. We're going to start clapping. Please clap. And there's a hymnal. There are hymnals there. And we're going to choose music as often as possible from these hymnals, so at least you could follow the words, follow the notes along, hum along. And if any time you feel yourself passive, please re-engage your worship center so that we're participating in all this together. Please stand as you're able and join us in the next song, Open the Eyes.
Can we dance too?
Yes.
Can we dance?
In fact, we have. We have a part for everybody. For those not holding hymnal or who are able to clap, think of an eager clap.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Keep going. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Feel holy in your heart.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Amen.
Today's scripture reading comes from the 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with a sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servants there, while he himself went a day's journey into the desert. He came to a broom tree, sat under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank, then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. The word of the Lord came to him. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with a sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous of the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with a sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also, anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah, to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 10,000 of Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and whose mouths have not kissed him." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. How is your soul this morning? How is your soul? As the pandemic has been elongated, if not all, most of us have been drained in many ways, right? You may have experienced emotional and spiritual burnout. If you have, how have you been overcoming? If you know somebody experiencing it, how are you supporting them? Last Sunday and today, we learned what the Bible has to say about emotional and spiritual burnout through the story of Elijah. This series of good news is developed from the article, God's Remedy for Burnout by Reverend Rigoren. Last Sunday, we talked about four mistakes that we tend to make when we are emotionally and spiritually drained and burnout. Have you examined yourself? What mistakes do you make? Yes. Do you remember those four mistakes? When we are emotionally and spiritually drained, first, we tend to focus on our feelings rather than the facts. Verse 4, he prayed that he might die. I've had enough, Lord. Elijah focused on his feelings rather than the facts. This is emotional reasoning says, if I feel it, it must be the fact. I feel like a failure, therefore I'm a failure. I don't feel close to God, therefore I must not be close to God. Emotional reasoning is not always facts. Emotional reasoning can lie. I told you the example of wife and husband, remember that? They had a serious argument about their financial situation. And the next day, the husband got a haircut, and wife said what? Oh, you got a haircut. Then the husband got so angry. Why? Because he thought, she meant, you spend money again? We just talked about money last night, don't you remember? You waste money again on your hair? So he got angry. He had that reasoning, the emotional reasoning. But wife meant to say, you got a haircut? And you look beautiful. You see that? So emotional reasoning can lie. And second mistake we tend to make is we compare ourselves to others. When we are emotionally and spiritually drained, we tend to compare ourselves to others. This is what Elijah did. He said in verse 4, take my life, I am no better than my ancestors. And Reverend Warren says, when we compare ourselves, we compare our weaknesses with other people's strength. Doesn't make sense, huh? We ignore the fact that they have weaknesses that we may be strong in. I totally agree to what he said. And third, we may blame ourselves for things that are not our fault. Elijah blames himself. In his emotional and spiritual burnout, Elijah blames himself for failing to convert the entire nation of Israel. Elijah cries out, Lord, the people have rejected your covenant and broken down your altars and put your prophets to death with a sword. He repeated it even twice within this scripture reading we read this morning. He basically says, the whole world hasn't converted, therefore, it's my fault. We tend to blame ourselves and when we are emotionally and spiritually low. But we can be responsible to someone without being responsible for someone. God wants us to remember that they have a free will. We can influence people, but we cannot control them. So being responsible to someone doesn't mean that we have to be responsible for them. And we cannot be. And number four, when we are emotionally and spiritually low, we exaggerate the negative. When we are emotionally and spiritually low, we may exaggerate the negative. Elijah says in the last part of verse 10, I'm the only one left. And now they are trying to kill me too, Lord. Everybody is against me. Everybody hates me. And nobody loves me. So So when we are emotionally and spiritually burned out, we focus on our feelings rather than the facts. We compare ourselves to others, and we blame ourselves for things that are not our fault. And we exaggerate the negative. But the good news is that the Bible does not only teach us the causes of our problems in life, but also reminds us that God heals. Yes, God helped Elijah. God helped Elijah to do four things to overcome his emotional and spiritual burnout. First, rest your body. God wants you to take good care of your physical needs when you are getting emotionally and spiritually burned out. Did you notice that in the scripture? The Bible says that Elijah lay down under the tree and he fell asleep. All at once, after a while, an angel touched him and said, what did the angel say? Get up and eat. The angel didn't say, get up and pray. Interestingly, huh? Get up and eat. And he looked around, and by his head there was a cake of bread, baked and hot coals, and a jar of water. And he ate it and drank it. Then what? He lay down again. Then the angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said what? Get up and eat. Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank again. And strengthened by the food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached the Horeb, the Mount of God. When Elijah started having a self-pity party in his cave, saying, God, I just want to die. It's too much. God did not scold him. God didn't tell him to do the Bible study. God's step one for healing was simply to feed him with good food and let him rest. Eat, sleep, eat, sleep, and eat, sleep. Rest your body first. When I'm emotionally and spiritually burned out, God wants me to rest my body first. Second, refocus on God. Refocus on God. God wants you to focus on God and refocus on God and focus on God again. God wants to get a fresh awareness of God's presence with you. At nighttime, you don't turn the light. You turn on the light. And then you close that, what do you call that? Blackout curtain? You close the blackout curtain. You don't turn the light. You light just the candle. And then you start singing, Mr. Lonely. And you laugh past the hunch down. Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I'm Mrs. Lonely. I'm Miss Lonely. And right then, somebody calls you and asks you, how you doing? Then you say, I'm lonely. I'm all alone. And God would say, no wonder. Hey, I'm sure you're lonely. But I want to focus and refocus on me. I never leave you alone. Change your environment. Open the curtain. Turn on the light. If it's powered by solar, that would be wonderful, right? Turn on all the lights. Make it bright. And focus on God and refocus on God. When Elijah was having a self-pity party, singing Mr. Lonely, God told him, pay attention to God. Focus on me. Refocus on me and focus on me again. In the verse 11, the Bible says, God said, go out and stand in the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for I am about to pass. I am about to pass. To pass by is parakomai in Greek. In the Bible, the verb, the pass by is used in the Greek version of a Hebrew Bible, which is called the Septuagint. It's as a technical word, technical term to refer to God's self-revealing moments. So whenever you see this phrase in the Bible, pass by, it doesn't mean just to you physically pass by. You know, God is not about just pass by. Okay, Elijah, you are having trouble, you know, you're having a hard time, you know, I'm just pass by. I don't care. No. When God says, I'm about to pass by, it means I'm about to reveal myself. So focus on me. Refocus on me. In other words, when the Bible says God passes by, it means God wants the people to pay attention to God. God invites us to recognize God. Acknowledge God. So when the Bible says, God says, go out and stand in the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for I am about to pass by, it means that God told Elijah to get out of the cave of his self-pity party and focus on God. When I'm emotionally and spiritually drained, God wants me to rest my body first. And God wants me to refocus on God. And when I refocus on God, what happens? We can learn it from what happened to Elijah. When Elijah refocused on God, what happened? When Elijah refocused on God, he heard God's gentle whisper. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? After all, a hurricane, wind, an earthquake, and fire, Elijah finally heard God's gentle and quiet whisper. What are you doing here? What is bugging you, buddy? What are you bothered about? And then, this is what happened. He told God how he was feeling. God allowed Elijah complaining until he was out of words. God didn't interrupt him. God did not criticize him. God let him complain until he was out of his words. God is not shocked when we complain. God is listening. Tell it to God. Get it off your chest. Cry out to God. Confess to God. God wants you to share your all emotions with God. Tell God how you feel. Just let it all come out. Lamentation chapter 2 verse 19. Cry out in the night. Pour out your heart like water in prayer to the Lord. Tell God all the emotions that are bottled up inside of you. God can handle your emotions. God can handle your doubts. God can handle your anger. God can handle your fear. God can handle your questions, your grief, and your confusion. God can handle them. Something beautiful. Something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was what? All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife. But he made something beautiful of my life. Amen? Give it to God. God can handle it. Complaining to God, it's actually a statement of faith. Based on my best knowledge on the Bible, my definition of prayer is being brutally honest before God. Being brutally honest before God. The Bible teaches that complaining to God in honesty is actually an act of faith, an act of worship. Because, first, I believe that there is God, right? When I was depressed, severely depressed, I used to talk to myself a lot. And at a certain point, I start asking questions. Am I becoming a cuckoo? And rather telling God, when I keep talking to myself, nothing happens. But when I'm talking to God, something beautiful God makes. God makes something beautiful. Complaining to God in honesty is an act of faith because I believe that there is God. And number two, I believe God listens to my prayers. And third, I believe God will lend me say what I need to say, and God will still love me. Complaining to God is an act of faith. That is an act of worship. Reverend Warren says in his article, complaining about God to other people, there is a word for that, sin. When you complain about God, somebody else, you are just being rebellious. But when you complain to God and say, God, it doesn't make sense. I don't understand. God says, that's a statement of faith. That's an act of worship. God allowed Elijah complaining to God. And God wants you to tell God all your emotions. All your emotions. When I'm emotionally and spiritually burned out, God wants me to rest my body first. And God wants me to refocus on God. And God wants me to tell God all my emotions. God wants me to get it off my chest before God. And the last one, participate in God's ministry. God wants you to participate in God's ministry. In the verse 15, God said to Elijah, go back the way you came. God said, get back to work, Elijah. Go to the city and anoint this man to be the king. God gave him a ministry here. God wants you to be a part of God's ministry for God's people. You stop sitting around in self-pity. And you begin asking, Lord, how can I help your people? Let God give you a ministry. Some of you may be struggling with emotional and spiritual burnout. Maybe some of you are having a hard time making decisions. Maybe feel like everybody is against you. You may be feeling you are trapped in a relationship and you don't know what to do with it. You may be constantly tired. You may be having no energy. Maybe you feel like running away like Elijah did. I have good news for you. I have good news for you. Jesus Christ says, there is hope. There is a way out. You don't have to stay burned out. God will help you through it as you will take these steps. Do these four steps. Rest your body first. Refocus on God. And tell God all your emotions. And get yourself in the ministry. Do this for. Take your part. You are not alone. And you cannot be alone because God never leaves you alone. I'm not God, so I cannot fix your problems. But I'm able and willing to walk with you. My siblings in Christ, I'm here for you. Give me a call, text me, email me, and bug me. I'm willing and I'm able to walk with you. You are not alone. And God cares about you and do the people in this Christian family. We do care about you. And you can make changes with God's help. God is able and more than able to help you. Let us take our parts and let God take God's part. Pray for compassion for each other. I believe that is the first step we want to take. Pray for compassion. Compassion for each other. God will give you as much as you need. It's so funny sometimes. I begin my day, Lord, thank you for giving me another day. Fill my heart with compassion for your people so that I can take the journey with them. I can make myself available for them. Sometimes too much. Then I ended up becoming a crying baby. Listening to stories, then I feel that. So much compassion. And sometimes I have to say, God, enough. But compassion is a starting point. Pray for compassion for each other. And begin your ministry with it. Then with the compassion, let us pray for each other. Let us hold up each other with the prayers. Let us help each other do what God has told us to do to overcome emotional and spiritual burnout. That's what this Christian community of faith is all about. We acknowledge God and God's power, and we hold up each other with our prayers. In our prayers, with a compassionate heart. And we call it journey. Again, you are not alone. And you cannot be alone. God is with us, and we are here for one another. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who created the mountain and the ocean, which means Almighty God. Yes, our help comes from the Lord, who is Almighty God, who is a so much loving God. And we call God our Heavenly Parent, Heavenly Mom, and Heavenly Dad. I bless every single one of you in this house of worship. I bless every single one of you online with all my heart. Let us acknowledge God in every single thing we do, every single part of our life. Our help comes from the Lord, who has the greatest care and love for every single one of us. Amen. Amen. Let us sing this song, Cares Chorus. Faith we sing, Black Book, page 20-15, 2215. As we sing this song, let us decide to cast all our cares to the Lord our God.
Let us sing one more time.
I cast all my cares.
I
Amen. Please be seated. You may have noticed when I invite you to join me in singing the hymns and songs, I say, please arise in spirit and or in body, right? You know, when I always forget to remove the stand. Thank you, Wayne. When I became a pastor, because I knew nothing, so I just started following the whatever the format of service it was given to me. And it said, if you are able, arise. So I had been saying it during the worst service. If you are able, please arise. I'm not talking about it's a right or a wrong thing. But for some reason, I didn't feel comfortable saying it whenever, every single time I said it, when I said it. I couldn't pinpoint what made me feel uncomfortable in saying, if you are able, please arise. And one day, it was one of my Sunday off. And I went to this church with one of my friends who was in a wheelchair. He couldn't walk, so he always been in a wheelchair. And when this pastor literally said, if you are able, please arise. And then I overheard what he talked himself. I wish I could stand. I don't think that he was complaining, but he said it. I wish I could stand. That moment, I realized why I had been feeling uncomfortable in saying, if you are able, please arise. From the following Sunday, I started inviting people joining me in singing, arise in spirit and or in body. Which means we all stand up in spirit and praise God with all our heart and mind and soul. But body part is your option. The Lord's table is open to everyone, regardless. You are able or unable, doesn't matter. Your skin color, your socioeconomic classes, your sexual orientation, age, gender, doesn't matter. This is open table. Jesus Christ invites every single one of us. Jesus invites everybody to his table. Come to me. Sit down. I always spot for you. There is no such a thing like all booked up at my table. There's always seat for you. All you have to do is come and sit down with me. Let us spend time together. As we gather around this table, the Lord's table this morning, let us remember God's love is for whom? Only Reverend Jinu Chan? No. For all. For you. For you. For you. For you. For everyone. So let us gather together and celebrate God's unconditional, God's unfailing, God's steadfast love for all of us as we remember what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Let us pray. Holy are you. And blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, God, you gave birth to your church. delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. Yes, Lord, on the night to which Jesus gave himself for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, and broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, Jesus Christ, he took the cup and gave thanks to you again, Lord, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as drink it, in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of this, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we proclaim the mystery of faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and gathered online, and on these gifts of bread and cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Our siblings at home, now you may share your Holy Communion with the people with you. If you are alone, please know that we are with you in spirit. And you may say, "This is the body of Christ given for you." And also as you share the cup, you may say, "This is blood of Christ given for you." And our siblings in the house of worship, because of pandemic, it's time, you know, our worship leader, and I will come to you, and then you will pick up the cup and bread. Is it clear? Okay. It's time for responding to God's grace. For our siblings in the room, you know, there is offering plate, you know, back of the sanctuary. So you can put your offerings on the plate. And also, you know, you people who are joining us in worshiping this morning online, you can send your offering to church by mail, or you can find various ways on our church website. Offering is not a donation to organization. It is our offering to God. So as we have this time of offering, let us take a moment of silence and count God's blessings for us. As we count God's blessings for us, may God fill our hearts with gratitude. Let us pray. Let us take a moment of silence and acknowledge God's blessings for us. The blessings God has already given to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Please join me in response to God's grace. So you have that on your bulletin. So join me softly, okay? You know, please join me in response to God's grace together. God wants our love. Yeah, that's what God wants. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amount of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with grateful hearts. Amen. Amen. This time, sadly, you know, we have to let go one of our siblings, you know, our sister Karen Freewell and her husband Patrick. You know, they moved to Newport area. Today, thank God, you know, we have a Karen, you know, with us this morning. Actually, they moved to their new house yesterday, you know, but she's, you know, when I visited her last week, and I said, I want to be there. And thank God now this is our first time that we have this in-service, you know, in-person service. So Karen wanted to be here, and then she is here with us. So let us bless her. So before we bless her, do we have a video tribute to Karen?
Hi, Karen. First of all, I want to wish you all the best on your permanent move up to Newburyport. You have a lovely home there, and I have no doubt that you'll enjoy spending even more time there. I want to say how much we'll miss you. I've known you, I don't know how long, but before Maggie was born, I've enjoyed working with you on trustees, and then more recently before the pandemic on with JFON. I'm sure you'll find some other good endeavors to be involved in, but we will really miss you at St. Matthew's, and thank you for all you've done for us. We wish you well, and I definitely plan on visiting you there. Take care.
Hi, Carla Brockmeyer, out here on Plum Island. The wind is blowing, the waves are crashing, the sand is therapeutic under my feet, but above all, the sun is shining. It doesn't get any better than this. Except, of course, when permanently a day. And then this island will be better this isn't goodbye for us, because both of my lives are goodbye, and I can come here. And it does mean that you're gone from St. Matthew's, and that makes us all sad. Thank you for your faithful service, your strong beliefs. Be well, be happy, and keep dry.
I'm Peggy Papanasisiou. I'm excited to hear that Karen and Patrick Friel will be moving to their home on beautiful Plum Island. It sounds wonderful. I'm also a little sad because St. Matthew's is not so close to Plum Island. Although Karen was often at the early service and I at the later service, I've known Karen to St. Matthew's since our children were very young. We've attended an early morning book group together, and more recently worked at the New England Justice for Our Neighbors clinics in Lowell and Lawrence. Conversations with Karen are always enjoyable and usually contain smart insights and observations with a good dose of wit. She was a great organizer for Justice for Our Neighbors annual fundraisers and a part of their success. This isn't a goodbye, but rather congratulations on your new chapter, and really hope to see you again.
I'd like to invite Karen to come forward. Now she has a few words to share with us.
Oh, so I'm supposed to talk without falling apart after that.
Karen, you can take off your mask.
I can take off my mask. Okay. So I don't know how I'm not going to fall apart on this, but I just want to say thank you so much for everything that you guys have done for me here. This has been, I've been at this church for probably a quarter of a century, which is hard to believe. St. Matthew's has been a great place to really live and expand my faith. I've been able to simultaneously ask really hard questions about my faith and nurture it at the same time. And so for that, I thank you. It's taught me the meaning of social justice and the backstory behind it. And it makes it, St. Matthew's makes it easy to get involved in ministries like this one right here. And also before this, Rosie's Place, which ran like clockwork. And, you know, in recent years, it's been JFON. So those things have given me a lot of joy, and I've learned a lot from all of them. I want to say thank you for having me here, and I want to say a special thank you to two people. The first one is Dot Wurst, because Dot, I don't know if you remember this, but my husband and I bought our house on Lothrop Road in 1994, I think it was. And we were riding around with a realtor, and I made a very flippant comment to the realtor about how I have to tell my mother there's a Methodist church in this town. And the realtor said, oh, yes, there's a Methodist church. It's St. Matthew's United Methodist Church up on Central Street. And I said, oh, good. Okay, fine. And I didn't think any more about it. And then 2 weeks after we moved in to our new house, I got a call from Dot Wurst. Apparently this realtor had told Dot Wurst that I was a Methodist. And I get this call from Dot saying, oh, you have to come to church. And I said, okay, so I did. And I came to church. And that was my first experience at St. Matthew's. And then a week or so later, I was at the Thoreau Club. And Peggy said, oh, didn't I see you at St. Matthew's? So yeah, I was there. She said, well, you come back. And she started telling me all the wonderful things that were going on. And it really was a combination of those two people that brought me in. So I thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. I will miss this place, and I will pray for your ministries here. I will pray for the ministry of Pastor Janu, and I will pray for the United Methodist Church going forward. So this is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Thank you.
Karen, as I told you the other day, you know, this is your home. You know, once a home is a forever home. So we may not be able to worship together in person on a regular basis. Please, you are more than welcome to your home anytime, all the time. Amen? Yeah. And also, as we gifted you that prayer shawl, as you wear them and put them on over, around you, then you may feel our big hugs, especially during this time. And then, yeah, and then you may feel, you know, God cradle you, you know, under that blanket, in the pressure. The people, can we stretch our arms? This is our traditional way to bless our siblings. So people online, please join us, you know, stretching arms and bless our sister Karen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for all the blessings you have given upon us through Karen and her ministries and her life, Lord. Now, Lord, it is sad that we cannot worship with her, worship you with her in person on a regular basis as she will be located in a new place. But gracious Lord, continue to keep us connected in you, Lord. Lord, provide her all she needs each and every day. And Lord, as you give us compassion for our sister Karen and her family, we decide we'll continue to keep her and family in our prayers. Lord, we send her to Newburyport area as a missionary. Lord, please continue to do your ministry with her and through her in that area. And the people will know that you are the God. You are our God by her love. Lord, be continue to be glorified and praised with all she does in her new journey, Lord. We truly bless our sister with all our hearts in the precious name, the powerful name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Karen, God loves you, so do we, and there is nothing you can do about it. Amen. Amen. It is time for prayer. Thank you. It's time for prayer. As we have this hybrid service, those who are online, you know, you put your prayer request on the chat. And the siblings here in this room, we wrote down the prayer request on this paper. And now I'm a little bit nervous because I'm not sure if I'm able to read your handwriting. But I'll do my best. I'll do my best. Before we pray together for our prayer request, we'd like to bless the foods. We do the food ministry here, share love with our neighbors. And the first Sunday of each month is a food ministry day. You know, so please continue to pay attention to this ministry. You know, during the weekdays and during the month, you know, you bring the foods and put it in this cart, which is located in the welcoming center in the narthex. Please bring the foods, share, and then every first Sunday of each month, we bless the food. And then this will go to the open table in the local ministry. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks. All these foods and all the hearts we brought to this place. And Lord, we don't want to just be a giver. Lord, we want to be a companion in our journey. Bless all those will be nourished by this food you're sending through us, Lord. You bless their health, physical, emotional, and spiritual health, Lord. And the people will know we are Christians by our love. People will know you are the God, the provider through this ministry, Lord, through our love to share. We truly bless this food and our neighbors in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you very much for all your ministry here. And we are going to share the prayer request. So I'm going to share one by one. And after each one, I will say, this is my prayer. And then you may say, this is our prayer. Let me go with the easier one. Because it would be easier for me to read on the screen. Harold Arthur, A Prayer for Unity and Not Divisiveness in Our UMC Worldwide. This is my prayer. Judith Ann Kim, prayers for my former ECOM co-worker, Dennis. I'll do my best. Strakurasi, Strakurasi. Dennis, who died of her injuries after being hit by a car in Roche Bros parking lot last Monday. Please give her family comfort and peace. This is my prayer. Betsy Comstock, pray for my dear friend who is facing major dental surgery on Tuesday. This is my prayer. Amy Hart, prayers for my daughter Jane, who has been sick with COVID for a week, despite being fully vaccinated since February. It's also her 24th birthday today. This is my prayer. Jane, happy birthday to you, and we'll keep you in our prayers. Andrea Bonar, I raise a prayer for my friend B for discernment as she completes a potential relationship. This is my prayer. Betsy Peterson, loving God, please send your love and mercy to all who are struggling with the injustice of the world and the shortcomings of humans. Help us all to step into your light, love, and compassion. This is my prayer. Judith Tian, prayers for cousin Kathleen's son, Alex. Doctors will let him go home, but still has the feeding tube and drains and can't walk. A visiting nurse will come daily. They think this will help him mentally. This is my prayer. And drum, prayers of gratitude for James' wonderful music this morning and for all that he does week after week to bring joy and beauty to our services. This is my prayer. Andrea Bonar, thank you God for letting me fall on merch instead of concrete when I tripped yesterday. This is my prayer. Nancy Vaccaro, prayers of thanks for Karen Friel for her years of service to St. Matthew's and prayers of blessings for their family in their new home. This is my prayer. James, friends in India affected by newest wave of COVID. This is my prayer. Leslie Brew, prayers of gratitude that we can gather in person. This is my prayer. My heart rejoices to be worshiping in our sanctuary. Prayers for Barbara, who wrote this? Barbara Barbara something. Barbara somebody, as she continues healing from her surgery. What's her name? Barbara. I believe God knows which Barbara. So praise for Barbara as she continues the healing from her surgery. Please, when you write down your prayer request as you worship in the sanctuary, please do your best to write not as cursive. You know, that would be helpful for me. Susan Evans, blessings to my new great-nephew. Wow. How do you, Jackson? Jackson William Jones. Congratulations, Susan. Prayers for Beth, my longtime friend, who is going through chemotherapy for pancreatic cancer. Prayers for Patty, another longtime friend, who will have surgery on May 12th to remove a pancreatic tumor. This is my prayer. Prayer for Christina Miller, who has been sick after her second vaccine. She has been losing weight for other unknown reasons. This is my prayer. Prayers for George Emmons as he travels to be with his son, Stephen, and do some vacationing together. This is my prayer. Carolyn, would you read this yourself, please? I'm so sorry, but it's so hard. It's very cursive. Just for your information, the fact that I cannot read it doesn't mean that they have a terrible handwriting, okay? I'm just not familiar with the cursive, that's why. Carolyn, would you read your prayer request?
Prayer request for my nephew, Glenn, who lives in California. He has MS and has more serious problems. Prayers for Glenn and his family.
This is my prayer. Let us take a moment of silence and pray for these prayer requests, and also pray for someone who comes to our mind and hearts this morning. Let us pray. As we pray together, remember all those people who are struggling and suffer from injustice, like the Myanmar people in Myanmar and all the other places. Pray for our country, our leaders who has the power to make changes in people's lives. May God speak to them. May they listen to God's whispering voice. Let us pray. Our gracious God, who knows our needs even before we say a word, but you still want us to pray to you. as you want to have relationship with us. You want us to deepen our relationship with you, Lord. Lord, send your Holy Spirit upon us and inspire us and encourage us to make time and pray to you. Make time to be with you. Make time to acknowledge you. Make time to hold our siblings in prayers. As we pray, Lord, have mercy on us and hear our prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Isn't it wonderful that we have our siblings in Christ who holds us up in prayers? Yeah? Isn't it wonderful? It gives me a lot of comfort when there's nothing I can do about the situation. As God reminds me that there are a lot of your siblings who are holding you up in their prayers. I hope that you feel the same way. That being said, let us continue to hold up each other in our prayers. And during the weekdays, we send out prayer requests by email. I'm sure you have been receiving this regular email forever. So if it is, when we get used to it, you know, when you get used to something, it becomes routine, then it gets easier to ignore it. You know, your email inbox may get bombarded with a lot of emails. But please, with all my heart, I encourage you and I'm asking you to open it. I trust you, but I don't trust your memory. Just that we share this prayer request Sunday morning, I don't think we remember all these requests throughout the whole week. So open the email and pray. Let us pray for one another. Pray for the prayer request together. Can I get an amen? Amen. Let us open the email or prayer request along with the weekly news and let us pray for one another. Let us hold up each other in our prayers. Thank you very much. Let us share our touch list, the sign of the peace of Christ. So you may say, peace of Christ be with you, and also you say also with you. So peace of Christ be with you all. Peace of Christ be with you all. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It is so great to see the smiles on each other's faces, isn't it? Yeah. So I hope that you people, you know, worshiping at home with us, you know, hope that you feel that. You may not, you know, see them, but that you may feel it. You know, thank you very much to all our worship leaders who make our worship service, you know, in-person service and also online service available. You know, I'd like to recognize our worship team. You know, you may not be able to see all these details. You know, a lot of people have been working behind curtain. And then I have been surprised how many things we need to consider and think about, you know, to prepare this hybrid service. Can we give a big hand to our worship team together? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We welcome everybody here, and especially if you would like to learn more about the community of faith at St. Matthew's, you would like to be connected with siblings in Christ here, please send me an email at pastor@saint-matthews.org. You can find the email address on YouTube page and also in the church website. So please send me an email. We'd love to get connected to you and would like to walk this journey together. And after service, we'll have a virtual coffee hour. So you have the Zoom link on the YouTube page and also on the church website as well. And after this in-person service, we'll have an outdoor coffee hour. So it will be prepared. But continue to keep the distance, safe distance, and also keep wearing your mask, please, for our safety. For those who haven't seen the sanctuary for the in-person service, we have chairs, the grouped, so you can sit from 1 to 10 people in a group. And you can also sign up for to use a family room if you need more protection. So with younger children, like that, if you need more protection. So we have a family room back of the sanctuary, and it's all sound equipped, and you can see what's happening in the sanctuary. So please sign up for that. So how do you feel after as we have this in-person service? It's awesome. It's good. We at St. Matthews, we do all our best to follow all the guidelines of the state of Massachusetts, and we have the sign-up system. So please check Sign Up Central on our church website. So before you walk in, please sign up and read thoroughly all the guidelines. And also, if you know somebody who is not on computer, who cannot use a computer, then please let the office know. So we'll send out prayer requests and weekly news and also bulletin, by mail. So please let us know. So we'll do all our best to continue to walk this journey together even during this pandemic time. My siblings in Christ, God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. Emmanuel, God be with us. God will continue to walk with us, sometimes have us on God's back. Sometimes God may sit with us. No matter what, God is with us. And God is able and willing to heal us and help us. Let us not just dwell in on our own cave and have self-pity party any longer. Let us open the windows. Let the light come in our hearts by acknowledging God and God's love and God's power. And God will be with us, and God will work on us, and God will make changes in our daily life. Now, with that assurance and faith and belief, go in peace. Go in peace. Amen. Amen. Please arise in spirit and or in body. Let us bless each other through this song, the blessing song together.
Hey, Janu.